What's going on, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. I hope you're set to have a great weekend wherever you are in the world. The Packers are set to have a 90-man roster. That's right. The final slot was filled earlier this afternoon. The Packers actually announcing it shortly after it was reported. Jonathan Owens, formerly of the Houston Texans safety, entering his sixth year, entered the league as an undrafted free agent with the Cardinals, spent that first season on injured reserve, and then slowly has been ascending with the Texans and becoming a full-time starter last season for Houston and playing pretty darn well. And I got to say, I find this to be a classic Green Bay Packers pro personnel signing where they identify a young up-and-coming player who maybe has flown under the radar a little bit and is hating free agency. And, you know, guys can shake loose for any number of reasons. You have to think DeMeco Ryans coming into Houston, a new staff, new system, probably want their own stamp on things. So Owens now comes to Green Bay and gets put into a room where you have to think there's a good possibility that he'll be competing for a starting job. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's your day one starter opposite Darnell Savage. This kid will tackle. He's a willing tackler. He will play free safety more often than not. And the chances here are the Packers have yet again found, yeah, I'm not saying he's going to come in and be an all pro or anything like that, but a guy who probably played a bit better than anybody at safety for the Green Bay Packers in 2022. Certainly more productive and definitely a better tackler. So I'm excited to see him get into the mix. Packers certainly have numbers now in the safety room. You have to think this is most likely the closing of the door on Adrian Amos and the possibility of bringing him back. I don't think you're telling any tales out of school when you say that Amos certainly did not play up to the standard he had set for himself in years prior. Outside of the game against Minnesota there in Lambeau Field late in the season, just was not up to the standard that the Packers needed him to be. And they have now found a younger option who gets to come in and compete. And like I said, is an ascending piece. And I mean, shout out Richmond Williams, the head of pro personnel for the Green Bay Packers. Again and again and again, he seems to find these types of guys. And who knows if he hits, maybe he comes into Green Bay and falls flat on his face. It's a possibility. But I see this as another in a long line of really smart signings. There's no word on contract details yet, but given the point we're in this offseason, post-draft, free agency, very, very much in the kind of ending days, so as it were, you have to think that this probably isn't a huge financial commitment for the Packers. But we'll see once that contract stuff gets reported out. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. Happy Friday. John, Brandy, Dennis, all the regulars are here. You gots to love it. Hello, folks. How we doing? Oh, don't want to miss Matt's Super Chat. What's up, man? Simone Biles becoming a Packers fan by default was not on my Packers offseason headlines bingo card, but I love it. Yes, I didn't mention that. I try to stay away from guys and their personal lives. As I used to say, if I don't care who the left tackle is dating, I certainly don't care who the quarterback is dating. I've never really wanted to talk much about anything having to do with guys' life off the field. However, Simone Biles is obviously a huge, monster, megawatt star, and she has certainly been all over social media this afternoon in her Packers gear, which is pretty dope, and asking for recommendations for Green Bay. It's pretty cool. Got it. You love to see it, and love that she's now a Packers fan. Pretty dope. No question. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. There's a new goat in town. Welcome to Mr. Biles. Very good. I get what you're saying. Oh, Bruce trying to start stuff. Simone Biles is weak. Oh, my God. You have to come out here and just, like, slap down your ignorance on the internet for everyone to see? That's, man, that's your right. Congratulations. Way to go, dude. People are hilarious. Oh, here we go. Tim Whitehouse asks, is David Bakhtiari becoming a problem for the Packers? Why? Because he tweeted some stuff? No. If y'all missed it last night, David, well, he was active on the old tweet machine. Let's just put it that way. None of that matters once he steps between the white lines and is locking down premier pass rushers, as he is definitely going to do throughout 2023. So, no, he's not becoming a problem. Kobe, thanks for the super chat. What Packer from any era would you like to see play just one more game while still in his prime? Travis Jervey. No. I don't know. I get these kind of questions all the time, man. I don't know. It really depends on my mood and, like, probably something along the lines of, like, what I've, you know, just recently rewatched or something like that. But for me, that answer is almost always going to be Sterling Sharp because, you know, he was such a great. He was so just incredible as a player. And the fact that we were robbed of, you know, a full career from Sterling, which certainly would have been, he would have been in the Hall of Fame first ballot if he had been allowed to continue his career, sans injury. Yeah, I'd love to see Sterling again on the football field. It would be fucking amazing. What else we got, folks? John says Sterling Sharp as well. Eric, after seeing the Titans schedule reveal video, I wish the Packers were playing them this year. It was great. I will say this, though, about everyone was not freaking out, but really commending the Titans for such a great release video. And it was phenomenal. It was hilarious. Great idea that was completely ripped off from TikTok. There's a dude on TikTok who's been doing this with his dad and his girlfriend and the logos. Like, that's where they got that idea, complete with the Fox theme music and everything. So, like, it was funny. It was well executed. Good job. But, like, the Jaguars release video was 10 times more original. And the Chargers video, the Chargers social team is just undefeated. I mean, they are without peer. So, yeah, the Titans stuff was good, no doubt. But all they did was rip off a format that's on TikTok. Maybe we got to calm down on that one. Picking up Owens deserves a transplant episode. Borey, if trading Aaron Rodgers didn't get Corey behind a microphone during the offseason, certainly signing a safety is not going to get it done. I did ask Corey about it, like, during the whole Rodgers drama, the whole Rodgers trade kind of playing out. Just not his thing, man. You know, that last game happens and he just shuts down. Like, he keeps track of it, but he just shuts down until it's pre-camp, you know, and then we're off and running on training camp and away we go. But, yeah, no, I don't see any transplants coming anytime soon. What else we got here, folks? Hey, Nags, I think Bakhtiari will be traded before deadline now. That's what I think, just saying. I think there's every possibility that teams will call, given his contract situation. I doubt the Packers trade him, but you never know. I'm not going to completely dismiss that idea, certainly. Excuse me, guys. Lynn Dickey with good knees would be awesome. There you go, Dennis. Man, yeah, Lynn Dickey in general, in any shape, would be great to watch again. Have him back there and slinging it, so good. Speaking of stuff, I just rewatched that Monday Nighter, the Washington game. I mean, that game is so much fun. That's a game you could watch again and again and again, and I have. It's good stuff. Oh, David, his stats at Houston sucked. What stats are you talking about, dude? Oh, God. What is PFF rating? Is that what you're talking about? Who gives a shit, man? Different teammates, different scheme. Different coaching staff, being asked to do different things. Don't ask me what a guy can't do. Tell me what he can do. And by the way, he was incredibly productive in Houston his one full year as a starter. I don't understand people. I really don't. Dash, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Weird question, but in your opinion, do you prefer Packers on Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football? Not going to mention Thursday for obvious reasons. I don't know. At this point, it's all homogenized. I mean, probably Monday night because I like Buck and Aikman. And I know most Packer fans hate Aikman, and I think you're all crazy. But, yeah, at least with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, it feels like a big game. You know, Sunday Night Football has just gone, I don't know, a bit stale. Collinsworth is just off the reservation at this point. It doesn't feel like a big game. Like, if it was Madden calling it, then I'd say Sunday Night Football. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, ultimately, it doesn't really matter because I don't watch them. I don't hear the commentators live anymore because we're always doing watch party. So, yeah, I don't know. Doesn't really matter a whole lot, but probably Monday Night Football now that they have Buck and Aikman. Plus, the Monday Night theme is just undefeated. No, you can't beat it. The old classic Monday Night theme. Middle Orient, is that a Is that any relation to midichlorian? Thanks for the super chat. Wanting to take the family to an away game, which fan base is more family friendly? I know Vegas is out. Don't need to show the kids the black hole. That's a really good question. Let me take a look at here at the old schedule on CheeseheadTV.com, by the way. You can go to CheeseheadTV.com and find the entire Packers schedule. Atlanta's fun. Atlanta's a good time. I had a great time tailgating there. Denver's good, too. Pittsburgh's gorgeous. The fans are good. Like, you'd be fine bringing your kids there. Those are probably the ones that jump off the page to me. I've had good experiences at all those places. But hey, speaking of the schedule, I want to remind everybody to check out all the stuff at the schedule on the website and on the app. You can buy tickets through Ticket King with our partnership. We're so, so pleased to be back with the folks at Ticket King. Look, you can go to Ticketmaster or you can go to a place in Wisconsin, locally owned since 1992, based in Green Bay. Support them, folks. Find those links. Buy your tickets. It's good stuff. Good stuff all around. Dean, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I see Van Ness being used schematically like Z was. If he can become as technically sound as Z, he will be an absolute nightmare. Need that help inside. There is zero doubt he'll be kicking inside on certain situational kind of downs, right? Like, not necessarily just third down, but yeah, I think there is little doubt. You will see him move up and down the line of scrimmage, up and down the defensive front. I don't think he's going to be limited to any one area. I do think he'll concentrate mostly on that outside backer spot to begin with, but they will undoubtedly be utilizing him along the interior. Of that, there is zero question. Michael says, I seriously think Love will surprise people in a good way. I'm with you, Michael. Although, it does feel like so many Packers fans now are of that opinion. And I'm not dismissing what you're saying, Michael. But I get that a lot more than anything else. Like, yes, there are people who, oh, Love's going to suck. They're going to be like, I had one dude in my mentions the other day. They're going to start like 0-6 or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I think those folks are out there. Like, they're going to be out there. I get that. But I think the majority of Packers fans, at least the majority of Packers fans I hear from, are of that mindset. Like, quiet confidence in Jordan Love and what he's going to do. And we all understand it's not going to be pretty at times. It's going to be tough. He said so himself at his press availability the other day. But, yeah, I like it. I like where the collective seems to be with Jordan. You know? Quiet confidence. Like Aaron Jones said, like, no better feeling than proving everyone wrong. And I think Jordan's going to start doing that this year. What else we got, folks? Love the support the local business stuff. Well done, Nags. Well, hell, that's what Cheesehead TV is. We're just bootstrappers. We ain't got no big money bags, you know, corporate ownership. We like to support Ticket King because they do it themselves. And they're not Ticketmaster. Have you used Ticketmaster? They're the devil. Support Ticket King. It's pretty simple. Do I think Quay Walker will have a great second-year jump this year? Hopefully not get thrown out of a game this year. Well, the second part, yes, that goes without saying. But yes, I do see him having a pretty significant jump. Now, I say this each and every year. Seems like I say it every chat, but it is really down to him. You know, the Packers provide the framework. You've got the system. You've got the scheme. You got your teammates and your staff, and everybody's putting you in the position to make that jump. But it really comes down to the guy himself and the work he puts in the offseason, how much he is studying that playbook, how much he is working out, how much he is trying to get better each and every day. And that's not to say, like, yes, guys go on vacation, guys do their thing, they get away from the game. I get all that. But once it's back, you know, time for the grind, how are you working? Are you working? How consistently are you working? Are you getting better? Are you developing, you know, on your own? That's what it's all about. And the guys that do that, it shows. So I'm hoping, and I think it's all there for him. It's all there for him. Quay's got every tool you could ever want at the position. And you certainly saw the last month of the season how the light really seemed to go on for him. And yes, the two incidents where he was thrown out of the game are beyond unfortunate. Can only hope that he's learned from them. But yes, the sky is the limit, and it really comes down to how much he wants it, in my estimation. Vex, thanks for the super chat. this defense had sure better deliver this year. You ain't lying. From your super chat to the football god's ears to Matt LaFleur's office. They have to. Look, there is something to be said for complimentary football, right? There is zero question that the Packers offense put the Packers defense in a number of bad spots last year throughout the season, especially the first half of the year. But that said, it's not like the defense did tons of favors for the offense, especially early in the year. Complimentary football is a very real thing, and Matt LaFleur did mention that a few times down the stretch, kind of approaching the bye week and then after the bye week was when he started talking about it, because it was very apparent that they weren't playing it. More than anything, Joe Barry's defense will absolutely be aided by complimentary football, by the offense not going three and out or turning the ball over or putting them in bad situations, giving them run support, so to speak, to use a baseball phrase. But they do have to play better, more consistently. There is zero doubt about that. You know, there's certainly levels there. The Jets are going 9-8. Don't tell anyone. Sorry, Steven. I just said it into a microphone. Also, I understand there's like draft pick compensation tied to how the Jets do, and so people are interested. But like, man, I really don't care. Like, we get a first round pick, and let's go. You know, just have Aaron Rodgers play 65% of the snaps, and I'm happy. Greg, thanks for the super chat. This is just a Cheesehead TV appreciation tweet. I haven't made a live in a while to thank you guys for all you guys do. Go Pack Go. Greg, that's really nice of you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the support. Thank you so much, man. I tell you what, there are days on the internet where, or nights on the internet where, you know, you are just like exposed to a lot of just unnecessary, vile, horrible shit. Like, and I'm not just talking like Packers conversations, just on the internet in general about any topic, right? And so to get stuff like that, it's just, it really cuts through, and it's greatly appreciated. So thank you. Cheeto, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Goody said if there was an O lineman they liked, take early, otherwise later rounds wouldn't be able to compete. Kind of shocked about that. I'm not. It makes perfect sense to me. That's why I kept saying, like, I think the premier position, so to speak, that they were probably looking at it at 13 were pass rusher and offensive tackle. But after that, you know, they like what they have on hand. Those guys are developing, and no one knows what they have on their hands or in that offensive line room better than the Packers do. So, you know, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. You get the opportunity to get a premier talent at a premier position, yeah, you take it, but you don't just swing or, you know, pick one to pick one, so to speak. They've spent a lot of draft capital on the offensive line over the course of the last 3 years prior to this draft. You know, those are the guys that have to develop and step up. No question about it. Brenton, thanks for the super chat. What is a successful season for Jordan Love? Starting all the games, getting better every week, throwing a bunch of touchdowns, leading the offense, being efficient, taking care of the football. Pretty straightforward. I mean, you want benchmarks as far as stats? I don't give a shit. That's just me. I know a lot of people throw out stats, and that's fine, whatever. But, yeah, ultimately, you know, learning to play the position on a consistently high level and getting better each and every week and learning from his mistakes. That's a successful season. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. 69 was right. The vid was mid. Give Tyler the login. All right. Well, since somebody brought it up, I will just say this. I know there was a lot of drama around Dave's comments about the schedule release video from Packers Social last night, and I will only say this, and this is nothing I wouldn't say to Dave if he was standing right in front of me, and I actually do hope to talk to him about this, but, you know, I don't mind Dave saying his mind, right? And I didn't think that video was that great either, right? But I also know that the people who produced it are working under certain constraints and certain directives and are allowed to do certain things and not do other things. I'm all for Dave sticking it to the Packers if he's sticking it to the right people. Certainly the digital team, social or media or otherwise, that should not be the subject of his ire. There are people way further up the food chain that he needs to target. That's all I'll say about that. What else we got here, folks? Brandy. What? Love learns to beat the Bears and does, and we all good. That's a good point. I did love how much yesterday during schedule release day, I saw so much like beat the Bears twice, beat the Vikings, and we're gold. Like, successful season. That's the spirit, people. That's what I'm talking about. Matt, thanks for the super chat. This might sound like a dumb question, but does Rodgers have to play 65% of offensive snaps or 65% of total team snaps during the season? I believe it is offensive snaps, but I have not seen the actual paperwork submitted to the league. But yeah, I think it's offensive snaps. Porkmaster, thanks for the super chat. I'm in a Zoom meeting. Love you. Excited for the new DB. Amos likely gone, but it's show business. Got to go back to work. Have a great weekend. Porkmaster, you're an OG, man. Thanks for dropping in, even during work. I really appreciate it. You're old school, and we love you. All right, everybody. I got to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.